Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 32, Text Number 23. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayatyashu Vairagyam Jnanam Yad Brahma Darshanam. Vasudeve, unto Krishna, Bhagavati, the personality of Godhead, Bhakti Yogaha, devotional service, Prayojitaha, discharged, Janayati, produces, Ashu, very soon, Vairagyam, detachment, Jnanam, knowledge, yat, which, brahmadarshanam, self-realization. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada. Engagement in Krishna consciousness and application of devotional service unto Krishna make it possible to advance in knowledge and detachment, as well as in self-realization. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is said by less intelligent men that bhakti yoga or devotional service is meant for persons who are not advanced in transcendental knowledge and renunciation. The fact is that if one engages in devotional service of the Lord in full Krishna consciousness, he does not have to attempt separately to practice detachment or to wait for an awakening of transcendental knowledge. It is said that one who engages unflinchingly in devotional service of the Lord actually has all the good qualities of the demigods developed him automatically. One cannot discover how such good qualities develop in the body of a devotee, but actually it happens. There is one instance where a hunter was taking pleasure in killing animals. But after becoming a devotee, he was not prepared to kill even an ant. Was that? Mrigari, the hunter. Such is the quality of a devotee. Those who are very eager to advance in transcendental knowledge can engage themselves in pure devotional service without wasting time in mental speculation. For arriving at the positive conclusion of the knowledge in the absolute truth, the word Brahma Darshanam is significant in this verse. Brahma Darshanam means to realize or to understand the transcendence. One who engages in service of Vasudev can actually realize what Brahman is. If Brahman is impersonal, then there is no question of Darshanam, which means seeing face to face. Darshanam refers to seeing Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Unless the seer and the seen are persons, there is no Darshanam. Brahma Darshanam means that as soon as one sees Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can at once realize what impersonal Brahman is. A devotee does not need to make a separate investigation to understand the nature of Brahman. Bhagavad Gita also confirms this. Brahma bhuyaya kalpate. A devotee at once becomes a self-realized soul in absolute truth. Vasudeve bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojitaha janayati ashu vairagyam jnanam cha yada brahma darshanam. I was going to say yada hitakam. Yes. You are familiar with this verse? In the very beginning, it appears. And it is here again. The difference is yadahitukam yad brahma darshanam. Engagement in Krishna consciousness and application of devotional service unto Krishna make it possible to advance in knowledge and detachment as well as in self-realization. So this is Kapil Dev speaking, Lord Kapil Dev speaking. He had been speaking for some time. He spoke yesterday also. Yeah, he is speaking. You heard Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Are we just taking a bite at a time? Tasma Saro Bhavina. Bhajasva Parameshthinam, that was what he spoke yesterday. Tad gunashraya ashrayaya bhaktya bhajaniyam bhajaniya padambujam. So already padambuj has been mentioned. And here it refers to darshanam. Not only, you start with the lotus feet and then you take, get a complete darshan, brahma darshanam, para brahma, param dhamma. Brahma is param brahma, that's Krishna. His darshan becomes possible by Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha. Jai Ho, Darshan. As soon as we talked about Darshan, Darshan is here. Radha Madhava Ki. So Bhakti Yoga, performance of Bhakti Yoga, and Bhakti not of anybody, everybody, Vasudeve Bhagavati, bhakti of Vasudev. And what kind of Vasudev? Who is this Vasudev? Bhagavati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not Bhagavati, Devi. That all sounds a little difference is there. Bhagavati is rasva here. Bhagavati is dirgha there. Bhagavati, Bhagavati. As devotional service unto Vasudev is performed, janayati, that will give rise to janayati, janma will take place. As one performs devotional service, someone takes birth, janayati, ashu vairagyam, and quickly, janayati, ashu vairagyam, jnanam. Renunciation and knowledge, yad brahma darshanam, as well as self-realization or brahma darshanam, darshan, seeing face to face, becomes possible by performance of devotional service. Devotional service is complete and independently, well, powerful source of everything. That was Manu Maharaj was very nicely explaining that yesterday. From bhakti comes jnana and vairagya and darshan, ultimately, not other way around. Janayati ashu vairagyam jnanam cha yadahitukam. Once upon a time, Narad Muni had a meeting with Bhakti Devi in Vrindavan, in fact, they met. And Narad Muni says to Bhakti Devi, because Bhakti Devi this time, she is in a big trouble because her two sons, that's what Narad Muni would be talking. Jnana and Vairagya are sons of bhakti. Janayati Ashu, here we are talking about Janma. Jnana and Vairagya are taking Janma, birth, from Bhakti Devi. Badhvanjali Tvaya Prishnam Kim Karomiti Cha Ekada. Once upon a time, once, O Bhakti Devi, you had your hands folded, you were in front of the Lord, and you inquired, Kim Karomi? What could I do for you, my Lord? Tvam Tada Gyapayat Krishnaha. And that time Krishna ordered you or gave you assignment. Bhaktan Poshayati. Please nourish my devotees. Bhaktan Poshayati. Angikratam. And you were ready. Yes, sir. Your wish is my... No, your command is my wish. Your wish is my command. So be it. Then Lord was very pleased. Prasanno abhut tada. That time the Lord became very, very pleased with you. And what did that pleased, satisfied Lord do for you? Muktim dasi dado. He gave you one maid servant called Mukti. Lord made Mukti your dasi. Mukti becomes your maid servant. Tubhyam jnana vairagyako imau. And he also gave two sons. One was jnana and the other one is vairagyam. Kalina sadrasha kopi yugo nasti varanane. Narad Muni, the yug, the age like Kali Yug, you will not find age like Kali Yug. The best of all the ages. And in this age of Kali, Tasmin Swam, it's going down here. I'm screaming. Sthapayishyami gehe gehe jane jane. I will establish you, O Bhakti Devi, in this age of Kali. I will propagate you. I will establish you. Gehe, gehe, in every house. Jane, jane, in everybody, or every society. From jan comes janata and samaj and society. Every society, I will establish you. How will I do this? Do I have some strategy? And he says, I have a strategy. How I will propagate you, establish you. Anya dharman tiraskritya puraskritya mahotsavan. Anya dharman tiraskritya. Sounds something familiar? Sarva dharman parityajya. It is said in different words here. Anya dharman tiraskritya. I hate all other processes, all other dharmas, all other ways. Puraskritya, I will embrace, I will keep on my mind or in forefront of me, Mahotsavan, the festivals. I will organize festivals, Mahotsavan. And with the festival as the forum, I will propagate you, establish you everywhere. That was Narad Muni speaking. Okay. This is Srimad Bhagavat Mahatmya Padma Puran Uttarakhand by Srila Vyasa. Greatness of Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Mahatmya. And then, as you are, I wanted to stop there, but as you are inquiring. So Bhakti Devi, we'll go back to that a little bit. Her two sons, at one point, were in big trouble. Bhakti Devi says, I was born in South India. Then I kind of grew up. I flourished in Karnataka and Maharashtra. Jai Maharashtra. But when I went to Gujarat, I was fit for intense care unit, ICU. Somehow I managed to come to Vrindavan. Well, I got revived. Bhakti Nratyati Cha. In Vrindavan, Bhakti dances. But look at my sons. They're still trembling, and because of weakness and exhaustion, and there may be the last breath is not far, it appears. Could you do something? And then he was trying different things. Chanting this mantra, Vedas and the Puranas and Itihasas and Vedanta Sutra and this and that. Well, some help was coming. There. Getting a little bit revived, or they're opening a little bit eyes, and little movement was there, but not total revival. So Narad Muni travels all over, looking for what is the solution, what could be done, what could be done. Then he ends up, as he was searching, looking, he ends up in Badrikashram, where he comes in contact with four Kumaras, and he explains, you know, this is the fate state of affairs with Bhakti Devi's sons, and she has asked me to do something. I tried this, I tried that, this mantra, that Veda, that Puran, but nothing seems to be working. Do you know what could be done? And they said, sure. You have not done one thing. Or let's do one thing. Let them hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Then four Kumaras, they stepped down. They came down to the foothills of Himalayas on the banks of Ganga at Haridwar. And Bhakti Devi managed to come to also to that site where four Kumaras had come, and they were about to recite Srimad Bhagavatam, and then everybody was there. Vaishnavas were the first ones to come, and all the rivers, all the holy places, all the scriptures also have come. All the demigods are there. And Narad Muni is sitting, and Bhakti Devi, Gyan Vairagya, and four Kumaras begin recitation of Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate. And then it went on and on and on. And then Lord appeared यत्र भक्तमद गायन्ति तत्र तिष्ठामि नारद. Darshanam becomes possible as one performs devotional service. Is that the one? Yeah. Yeah, Brahma Darshanam. So they had, by process of devotional service, they're all busy with the process called Shravanam, Shravan Bhakti. Shravan Bhakti, then Kirtan Bhakti, Smaran Bhakti. This is a Bhakti, Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. As one engages in this Bhakti, yet Darshanam, Darshan becomes possible. So as they were reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, and everyone was listening with a rapt attention, and Lord appeared, who is non-different from his pastimes. The absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, is non-different from his transcendental name, form, pastimes, the sound vibrations thereof. This is Srila Prabhupada's purport, Canto 1, Chapter 6, text number 33. I like this. As soon as a pure devotee engages himself in pure devotional service of hearing, chanting, and remembering the remembering the name, fame, and activities of the Lord, at once He, the Supreme Personality of God, it becomes visible to the transcendental eyes of the pure devotee by reflecting himself, reflecting Lord, on the mirror of the heart of the spiritual, by the spiritual television. As the topics are heard, and then it's like a television switched on, and on the screen you see the Lord and His form and His pastimes, whatever you are hearing about, that is non-different from the Lord. So on the television of the consciousness, this statement also is by Narad Muni, and there also is talking about darshanam. Ahutave ivame shigra darshanam yati chetasi, in the chetana, in the consciousness, darshan becomes possible. Shigram, as ashu, vairagyam, quickly. The jnana, vairagya, and darshanam becomes possible, as we are hearing that from Kapil Dev, Narad Muni, elsewhere. That how I came to Krishna consciousness is his topic. How I came to Krishna consciousness. Those kind of articles we write. So he's speaking that personally to Srila Vyasadev. He's saying, Swaviryani Tirthapada Priyashravaha. When Lord's Swaviryani, his virya, his prowess, and other items are recited, spoken. This is what happens. And Kapil Dev says, Prasangat, Satam Prasangat, Mama Virya Samvido. As soon as the Mahatmas come together, Satam, Santas, Mahatmas, come together immediately, Mama Virya Samvido. Mama Viryam, me, myself, Krishna, becomes the topic. Bodhayantaha parasparam samvido. The samvad or samvit, the talk, akhyan, immediately begins. We also have Srila Prabhupada also, and I'm kind of jumping here. a similar strategy as Narad Muni coming in that disciplic succession. His strategy also to propagate Krishna consciousness was Mahotsavan, the festivals, name it, Sunday festival and this festival and that festival and Mayapur festival and Vrindavan festival and Rathiyatra festival and Janmasthami Mahotsav and Ram Ram and on and on and on and on. And our morning program is a festival in itself. And wherever they're chanting, dancing, feasting, that's a festival. So as soon as devotees get together, immediately, at the center of that festival, Mama Virya Samvido. And as that samvad, as that akhyan, as the topics being, discussion begins, that is a bhakti. That is a bhakti. Shraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati. In stages. From Shraddha to Prem. Immediately begins unfolding. Mahatmas come together. This is the beginning of the festival. Beginning of GBC meetings. GBCs have come. ABCs have come. Everybody has come, especially senior men have come, representing Srila Prabhupada, and as soon as the Satam, the Santas come, immediately festival, Mahotsavan, festival begins, the topic of Krishna begins, they begin talking, they begin singing, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. The bhakti ranukramishyadi, the bhakti yoga prayojitaha begins and that results in jnana vairagya and darshanam. We come to the festival to become a little more jnanis, knowledgeable. But the basis, source is the bhakti. Bhakti is at the center. From bhakti we derive Gyan. From bhakti we derive detachment. With the help of bhakti comes prem and darshan of the Lord. Everything in the context of bhakti. And bhakti is propagated through the festivals. So these four Kumaras, they had also festival, this Bhagavat recitation Mahotsav was going on and Bhakti Devi Gyan Vairagya also was sitting and as Lord's topics were being remembered and recited, Lord appeared there. And then some additional personalities appeared. More devatas, Brahma comes, Shiva comes, Shukadeva Goswami comes, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva, he decided, says here, that he as Shukadeva Goswami was coming on the scene, he was reciting verses from Bhagavatam, as he was always reciting verses from Bhagavatam. Prahlad Maharaj comes, Uddhava comes. Vyasadeva has arrived. Indra is there. Whole universe is there. Practically. And Lord has already appeared as Bhagavat is recited. Lord has appeared. And with all these devotees, big roaring kirtan begins. Prahlad Maharaj is playing kartal. Uddhava has a bumper. It says here. Narad Muni has his veena dhari surarshi raga karta arjuno havat abhut. Arjuna is some kind of యాగకర్తా అర్జునో అభూత్. ఇంద్రో అవాదిన్ మృదంగం. ఇంద్ర ఇస్ ప్లేయింగ్ అ మృదంగ ఇన్ దట్ అసెంబ్లీ. జయ జయ సుకరః కీర్తనే తే కుమార. జయ హో జయ హో జయ హో జయ హో. The Kumaras are doing that. And Shukdev Goswami is expressing all bhavas, you know, all the emotions. And so everyone has a role to play in that kirtan. And look! He's showing us. Look at Gyan and Vairagya. And Bhakti Devi also. They're dancing like peacock in that kirtan. When they were brought on the scene, there were ambulance. They were on the stretcher and gently placed. They were lying down and trembling and not sure whether they would survive or last breath met. But as they heard Bhagavatam, as they perform this bhakti of Shravan bhakti of hearing Bhagavatam, not only they survived, but they thrived. Huh? Survived, thrived. And they jumped and they're dancing in that kirtan. So this Mahatmya, Bhagavat Mahatmya, is making the point that from bhakti comes jnan vairagya also. Janayati ashu vairagyam jnanam chayadahitukam. She had given birth, they were her children, but then influence of the age of Kali and they were very much exhausted and out of it. And but as they came to the festival, they heard Bhagavatam from the lips of these devotees, four Kumaras. Their batteries were charged. We talk this language in ISKCON. And towards the end of the festival, or soon, in the middle of the festival, or in the first day of the festival, they were equipped with jnana and vairagya. And darshan has already taken place, because in the middle of that recitation of Bhagavatam, Lord has appeared and everyone is able to take darshan of the Lord. This year is also yet another big festival, or a theme for the festival is what? You know what? Lord Chaitanya, Ekalavya says something. Lord Chaitanya's 500th anniversary of sannyas is the theme of the different festivals. Different devotees, different leaders are making that as a theme of their festivals. I don't know what the theme of this festival, but that I think that very much that sannyas took place not far from here. The Lord who stayed in Yoga Pit here in Mayapur is also said, Chaitanya Bhagavat says, if you wish to develop detachment and vairagya, you should listen to the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking sannyas. Are you interested in developing detachment? Anyone here? No one is attached. Shuna shuna bhai, are bhai, prabhu rasanyas, says. So no brothers and sisters, only brothers mentioned that, all the souls. Jai katha sunile sarva bandha hoyanash. If you hear the pastime of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhu Rasanyas, you will develop all the detachment. You just have to sit down and hear Lord's pastime. He's taking sannyas, he's renouncing, he's doing all that. You just sit down and hear this, and automatically, Prabhupada is automatically, without unknowingly, devotee doesn't even know how it happens, but it happens. You just hear. This the bhakti is so potent. You touch the fire. How you touch, when you touch, who touches. Regardless of all this, it will burn. So listen to the pastime of Lord taking sannyas. And now is not the time. But those who had come to Nimai's home that morning, business as usual, as they say. Every day they used to come, and that day they also had come. Where is Nimai? There was no Nimai. He had already left. Only Sachi Mata, and she was also just sitting around, and not only sitting, of course, full of tears, speechless. And after long time, she had said, Shuna Bapasav, Suna, listen, O you all assembled. You know, this is property of Vishnu, her home, Nimai's home. And you are Vaishnavas. Go ahead. Pick up the anything, everything that you like. Some parts, some parcels, something. You take it away now. And like that, she was giving, hinting indirectly what had happened that night. And soon, they all realized.
Shuni matra bhakta gana prabhura gaman bhumite padila sabe achetan.
They're all falling down, collapsing. Like when you cut banana tree at the bottom, falls down. So they're all falling, collapsing all around.
Kandite lagila sabe kari artana.
And they're full of arthas, full of cries.
Anyone sabai sabara dharigala.
They were embracing each other and crying. And they were rolling on the ground.
Someone says, okay, let's all go now, let's go all home.
And he says, and let's put all our homes on fire. Let's wear some earrings. Let's take some kamandalu or some stuff. Let's leave this place. There's nothing here worth residing. Those were the thoughts. Those were some other more. That was the nature of their thoughts. Does that sound like a detachment? Anything and everything that we are attached to, just burn that to pieces or ashes. Let's just walk out of here. Let's get out of here. By this time, of course, Nimai had left. Is someone going to stop us? Are you? But those who are in business, they are left already. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had crossed Ganga and reached Katwa and met Kesha Bharati getting ready for sannyas. Hey, who has recommended this sannyas? Some people in the audience there. We don't accept this sannyas. No, why he has to take sannyas? Who is recommending this and who has put this into the Shastra, this process of sannyas? No, we don't. No. Protest. No sannyas. The barber has come. He's sitting in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and is shaving his head, but he has a razor, but he's trembling. No, I cannot cut his hair. No. Because he thinks the hair of the Lord is Lord himself. His hair, they're not different from him. I cannot cut hair. And he's crying and he's rolling on the ground while others are protesting. And in the middle, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gets, Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. He's into those, sit down, shaving has to happen. And it says in Chaitanya Bhagavat, he took most of the day spent in getting him shaved. People are protesting, the barber is not ready, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the middle jumps up and begins dancing and he sits down again and the whole thing going on. Finally he was shaved off and then he runs to Ganga to take holy dip, comes back and he has now clothes, first time he has saffron clothes on and he really looks beautiful, Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham, that kind of attractive he looks like. And then he said, Kesha Bharati, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you know, last night one Mahajan said one mantra to me, sannyas mantra. Oh, which one? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this mantra, okay? This mantra he said. Is that the right mantra? Oh, this is pakka. This is the one. This is the right mantra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had given the mantra to Kesha Bharati and that was the right mantra. So Kesha Bharati was initiated first. Okay, now give me the mantra. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received the mantra. Okay, take dhan, take kamandalu. And then there was a big roaring kirtan. Oh, before that, your name is... Oh, you are Krishna. You are known as Krishna. Krishnaya Krishna Chaya. And because with your sankirtan, you will make this world full of chetana, full of chaitanya. The world is jad, dead. But with your sankirtan, you will make this world lively and living, and you'll stir up the whole world, chaitanya. So Krishna, and with sankirtan, you'll invest chaitanya, chetana, consciousness into everybody. So your name from today onwards would be Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And so that was it, and there was a big kirtan.
And soon Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, you know, dance loose somewhere, Kamandalu elsewhere, he's dancing in Kirtan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Nithai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Vau.
If Giridhari Prabhu or Mother Charanarenu are present in the temple,